On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Come Monday, it'll be alright.
Monday morning, you sure look fine.
Rainy days, Mondays always get me down.
Whatever.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
It's just another manic Monday.
Monday, Monday. So good to me.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Victoria, 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 Victoria.
Happy Monday to you. On Mondays, Tori Lagarde joins us. She's an actress and a modified food stuff, and she's with us today.
And hi, the humorist.
Hi, yeah, Ron. I couldn't even think of the word for some reason. Isn't that funny?
It's hilarious.
Wow.
It's humorous.
Well, you're the humorist. That's, why should I come up
I know. With I laugh every day, don't you?
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Not unless I'm prompted to by a big sign.
Oh, no. Right, no.
Like an audience applause sign.
They make myself laugh sometimes. Oh, or the littlest things make me laugh.
Yeah, me too. So Tori,
liar, fake news.
Tori Lagarde is here. It is Monday, and
it is.
A lot of people get depressed on Mondays, like it's a horrible thing. But Mondays are invigorating; they're the start of a new week.
You know, Tori. I thought Sunday was, according to my calendar. Doesn't Sunday start the week?
Yeah, that's wrong. I don't know who came up with that. Gregorian something. Stupid.
But if it rains on a Monday, it's even worse because then what do you get? If at least if it's sunny on a Monday. You know what? I have a little
What's
hope.
What's the difference?
Oh, it's much worse.
Oh, come on. Yeah, I don't know why calendars start on a Sunday. That should have been changed a long time ago.
It was. Well, that wasn't the original.
What was the original?
I don't know.
What day started the week?
I don't know, but I mean, it wasn't even like 7 days or what it was, like so many hours. They had some sort of adjustment like hundreds of years ago. They did crazy. Something different.
They have no right to do something like that.
I don't know. I don't
That's
really
crazy. Weeks should start on a Monday. Everybody does that. There's the week, then the weekend, then the week starts again. You can't split the weekend up and say, we'll start it like Saturday night. What are you, crazy?
I know. I never thought of it
That's
that
so
way.
Stupid.
Yeah, it is.
Right in the middle of the weekend.
The calendar, like, you have to look at it that way.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Yeah.
Nobody does that.
Nobody. It's too late now, Ron. We can't change it now. We're all set in our ways.
I know. It's just stupid.
Hey, Ron, do you know what? Do I get moody? I just need to ask you, do I get moody? Have you ever seen me moody?
This.
Have you ever seen me moody?
God, no, Tori.
No, I mean, you can honestly answer me.
Yes, absolutely.
See, okay. And you know. It's not pretty.
It can happen.
It's ugly.
It can happen.
Is it ugly?
It's ugly when anybody gets moody, sure.
Oh, okay.
Because you don't know what to do. You don't know how to read.
Oh, yeah.
It's out of the norm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's not out of my norm, but...
Well, let's just use society as a norm here.
As a norm, we should.
Okay.
But I mean, some of the texts you used to get... I've been good for a while, but some of those texts used to be like, you're like, oh my God, what do I do?
Well, they were rather curious at times, but... I thought it was just good literature. I didn't think there was anything really behind it.
No.
Yeah.
All right.
No, I think it's all a question of, I think everybody goes through these periods where if there's nothing happening and things are pretty just stale,
right.
Then your life becomes pretty much stale.
Oh.
And then when people get excited by something, all of a sudden these rainbows start popping up everywhere.
Oh, so I think I'm a drama queen maybe?
I don't know who said that.
No one said it. I'm just imagining because reminds me of the word drama because you said if everything just gets stale, then you need something to...
No, drama queen would be somebody that promotes their emotions to the nth degree as if they're standing on stage trying to reach the person in the last row.
Oh.
That to me is a drama queen. Okay. It's a whole different deal.
Right.
No, this is simply an expression of one's personality and outlook based on what they're going through, which is so common, really.
It is, okay.
But a lot of people, the difference is some people keep it under wraps, and some people are very transparent about their their emotions.
But do I seem like a bit of an alarmist? Like I say, oh, this is really bad. This is the end of the world. Like all of a sudden,
I've never heard you say it's the end of the world.
Well, you know what I mean. I just go up.
No.
Okay.
No. Not to that extent. No.
All right.
No.
Okay.
And I've seen that before.
In who?
I can't say the name. Come on. What are you trying to do to me?
Oh,
I know. I've known people who are.
Yeah.
Ooh. I could name some off the air and you'd know who they are and you'd say, oh, okay.
I know right now.
Yeah.
A couple.
Okay.
I know a couple.
Yeah, that's good.
What about my vocabulary? Do I have a good vocabulary? Is it way up here? Like some words you go, whoa.
Are you going through some three-step program or something?
I am. It's a two-step. This is only one more question.
There's one more step?
Just this. Two steps.
What was the question again, please?
Vocabulary. What do you think of my vocabulary?
Oh, it's extensive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes I've used words that my boyfriend doesn't even think are real, and he questions me,
and
I have to show him.
Because he doesn't know the words, that's all.
Well, he thinks I'm making them up.
No, they're real. They're real.
But sometimes I do make up words, don't you? You said maybe. I love that.
Well, those are words that are said by mistake, and then you don't want to backtrack, and you say, well, that's a word.
Yeah, like maybe.
That's a Trump explanation of things.
It is.
No, that's a mispronunciation, your mouth is just slurring at the time. It's like a mini stroke.
Mouthful of marbles.
But no, as far as the use of the English language, that shows intellect, the fact that you actually know those words. Most people don't know those words.
Why do people doubt me? Isn't that like a bad idea?
No, it's because they haven't usually their usual circle of social interaction is below the bar of.
But they know me now.
Yeah, so
they should know every word I say is.
But
legit.
You might still be the only one that exceeds that level of bar that they're so used to. I guess. I've that's happened to me too, because I've done this for long. You know a lot of things, and then people think that you're.
They doubt you.
Well, they don't think you're from the planet.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely not from this planet, but I can't talk about that.
I remember the route. I remember going past Saturn on a very cold night.
Oh, I'm way past Saturn. We're in a different galaxy.
Oh, really? Okay.
There's no Milky Way for me. It's different. It's very different.
It's a big universe, babe.
It's better where I was.
Okay. Anyway, hi.
Hi.
I don't know where that came from, Tori, but anyway.
I had to just check.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Do you know where anything comes from with me? Do you really know?
No, I don't.
I didn't think
so.
No,
I don't know.
There you go.
No. So, well, we could talk about a lot of things.
But Kavanaugh, I want to tell you this. Okay. There's something I have in common with this guy.
Sure.
And it's been going on as long as it has for him.
Yep.
It has for me.
Yep.
And I've talked to this with you about this. My calendars, my journal. I have since 1985. I write down everything I do.
Yes, you do.
And you know why they asked him why he does it? He said, because my father does it.
Right.
Why did your father do it? Because he just did it. I know why I do it. And I even told you on a podcast a long time ago, one reason is an alibi.
Mm-hmm.
And I said that out loud. I said, I have an alibi. I said, everything I do since 1985 has been written down. I write the weather, what time I go to bed, who I hang out with, what I watched on television. It sounds like I'm doing kind of what he does.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for a reason, too, that I said, oh, if I ever need an alibi, I can look up, June 1993. There I was. This is what I was doing. And he tried to say, well, this is what I was doing the whole summer.
Right.
So it's not admissible in court, probably, but it's
no,
still,
it's
if I could still back up something, if I had a receipt or proof of something I did on that day, I could find out and dig deeper.
No, but you don't have receipts. You have simply what you wrote into
it. No, but I might have, if it's in a credit card, I could go track it down.
If you can find it from that far ago.
Right.
I don't know if that's the entire purpose of it.
Well, even just a couple of years ago. Now there's computers in the last 20 years, so I wouldn't be that hard. Back then it would be harder, but for the last 20 years I've kept records as well.
Yeah.
But the point is, so I have this crazy, quirky thing that Kavanaugh has, along with some facial tics. I have those as well with my nose.
Well,
I'm like, oh my God.
You don't have to be a Supreme Court justice.
I'm not going to be.
So
can
don't
you
worry
imagine?
About it.
They'd put him in, but they won't put me in.
Yeah,
just
that's
because
crazy.
He went to school, big deal.
Yeah, Yale, huh?
Oh, yeah. My dad went to Yale.
You know, it's not so much what happened to that Christine Blasey Ford doctor. I truly believe that's what happened.
Oh, absolutely.
But it's not really that anymore, to be honest with you. It is the fact that I believe Kavanaugh actually did lie.
Right.
And I think that shows his character.
Sure.
Even beyond
this
horrible situation she went through.
He's polished.
He was part of a fraternity that did this stuff. And there's plenty of evidence and corroboration that he was a part of it.
Why do you think they can't get these witnesses?
Yeah, But yet, he denied. He says he was a choir boy. Practically, he didn't even have sex. He would never. He never even touched a woman with a sexual thought.
That sounds like a Catholic priest, right
it
there.
It sounds like you're overdoing. Virgins. It sounds like you're overdoing your explanation. Mm,
oh, absolutely.
Like. How can a guy like that be a part and have been seen and witnessed by many of the members as being one of the rebel rousers?
And
at
why
the
do
very
you,
least.
Exactly? And why so do you think they can't right get? There. It is a lie. Yeah. And why do you think they can't get Mark Judge and Leland and all these people to come forward? Right. Do you think they've been paid off or threatened, or what's the story here?
No, because if they do come forward, then there will be corroborating evidence. And
but
that's
why aren't
they? Because they weren't. They could have been. What do you mean? Why would they want
Mark
to?
Judge was in the room.
Why would
they
want
can't get
to?
Him to come forward. Right. All he can do is say, nah, it never happened. I wasn't there. But they don't investigate any further, and they just leave it at that.
Yeah, because that's what they wanted.
He wrote a book.
No, but they don't want them to investigate
any
further, because if they
exactly.
do, they're going to come up
oh,
with
Oh, I know
stuff.
That. But I'm just wondering why these people don't have a conscience of their own and just say, listen, this is what happened. I'm sorry it happened, but it did.
They want to get the guy
get
in,
the guy in.
Before there's any big change in the House
right.
and the Senate.
Yeah.
And it's the bottom line. And they accuse the Democrats of playing this game when the Republicans have been playing this rush to do it quickly before the election thing.
Right, of course.
It's kind of so obvious.
It kind of is.
I just keep my fingers crossed every day that the American public is smarter than they are.
Mm-hmm.
And some people actually are not, and mm-hmm. other people actually are. So I think that's what the vote's about. Anyway, let's talk about other things.
Okay, did you ever get a Charlie horse having sex?
First of all, yes.
I mean, I'm going like 180. I'm completely changing.
No, this has
this
a lot to do with what we're talking about.
Okay.
I mean, yes.
Oh,
yes,
yeah?
I have.
Right.
A, I think once. And B.
Only once? Oh, my God,
B,
you're so lucky.
Like, who's this guy Charlie that came up with this thing?
We've talked about why it's called that. And I forget, I looked it up, but I can't remember what I found. But the thing is, it's happened in my legs before.
Uh-huh.
And it's always when you're in the regular position.
Yeah.
You know, it's nothing, not trampolines and, you know,
no,
acrobatics.
No,
it's just
I don't
the regular.
Have any trampolines.
Your legs, your calf starts
yes.
aching.
Yeah.
And you just kind of, the sounds you make could be construed for, you know, pleasure, even though it's pain.
Yeah, well,
so
they're very similar. They're very similar.
They're exactly the same.
Yeah.
So,
do you ever hear kids playing outside in the street or something, and they're screaming
yes.
and having a great time?
You don't know, could they be being murdered?
That's what pops into my mind. Kids, you've got to separate your screams of fear and loathing and your enjoyment. I don't know what to make of these.
Right back to the jelly horse.
Yeah,
exactly. It's all the same. But you know,
it is the same.
I never say anything right away mm-hmm. because then it's going to ruin the mood.
Yeah.
So I just kind of go with it. And I don't know whether to straighten your leg or point it. I forget what they're supposed to do, the physics of it. But you got to point or straighten.
Yeah, yeah. It goes away always.
But at the time, it's like, mother.
Oh, yes. It is very painful. But so is sex for many people.
That's true. But my friend said, that happens to you. I'd throw the guy right off me. I'm thinking, I can't do that.
Can't do that.
Stop that.
Because
but she's funny.
Because it goes away.
She would do that because, you know, she doesn't want any pain. And I'm just like, all right, just it'll go away. But it's, you know, you need more potassium probably. It's all I need. I'm just not drinking
enough
water.
That's really all it is. They sell these pills that have potassium in them, and it's not a big
eat a banana.
Deal. Yeah, or just don't have sex when your legs hurt.
Well,
you don't know.
It happens after, during.
Yeah. All right, I got something for you.
What do you got?
You know Dunkin' Donuts?
Oh, yeah, I have.
Yeah.
I've been there. I have a little card.
Do you really?
It's got like $10 on it. So when I have an emergency donut fix,
yeah.
I need it.
I've got one of those like from 10 years ago. I don't know if it's any good anymore. I think it should be.
You can I put more money on mine.
Oh, I don't put money. I don't have credit cards for donuts. It's kind of weird. It's just a strange
come on,
feeling.
Coffee. It's a coffee fix.
Yeah, but if you don't
coffee.
A separate card for my coffee. No, I'm sorry. I don't care how many cups I buy and then I get a free one. I really don't care, to be honest.
Oh my God,
that's funny. Here's the funny thing about Dunkin' Donuts. Well, first of all, the news is that they're changing their name.
Just to Dunkin'.
Yes, ma'am.
Right? What
yes,
is that?
Ma'am.
Dunkin'?
I don't know. If they just change their name to Donuts, I might get it because that's a product.
It's like this too much like The Simpsons, though. Donuts!
Yeah. Hey, I've seen worse. But what is this with the just Dunkin'? First of all, why?
Well, Starbucks. They have one word. Now they want to be Dunkin', you know? They don't want to... You know, like when they used to have the cereals and they take out Sugar Smacks, they'd make them Golden Smacks.
Yes, yes.
They're probably just trying to take the food name out, you know?
I suppose.
Donuts are fattening, man.
Dunkin'. But nobody's... I don't know anybody that actually dunks their donuts in their coffee,
never.
Which I think was the original idea
of
this
whole
thing.
Oh, sure, but it's only the original, right? The cake-like ones.
Yeah. But no, so like, why are you making your name the very thing that people don't do anymore? It's just kind of odd.
I know. But what they couldn't just change it to Fred's. I mean, they had to kind of go with the name they had already, right? Well, if they want to shorten it. But you like the donuts thing?
They could call it Dee Dee's or something.
Ooh, there you go. I like Dee Dee's. Yeah. We're going to Dee Dee's.
Yeah. But what, Dunkin'?
Or even Dunkies, because they always call it Dunkies. We're going to Dunkies.
Yeah.
Just do Dunkies. Dunkin'.
Yeah, but there's no Dunkin' going on, is the problem. That's the real problem. There's no Dunkin'.
There isn't. They went away with Milkmen. It's gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't have that.
No, we don't. We have Milk Ladies.
I'm not going to touch that one.
Really. Do you get flu shots?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, well, yes and no.
Ah, good answer.
Good answer. Sounds like Family
Let's
Feud.
See if it's up there.
It's up there. The top five answers are on the board. Yes and no, Tori says. She's got it all covered. Well, I do some years and some years I don't, and I never get the flu pretty much, so I don't know if it even does anything.
You don't even get the flu on the years that you don't?
No.
Well, that's probably a good
thing. So just stick it in me.
Yeah.
Boom, boom. I mean, there's the shot.
Yeah, you know, you don't have to go to the doctor to get a flu shot. They have them all over the place.
Oh, they get them at the supermarket.
Absolutely.
I've done that, but I prefer to go elsewhere. I don't know about my getting in my grocery store. I don't know. Flu shots?
Right in your grocery store.
You can shoot me right there. I like it in my grocery store.
I don't like about flu shots. Is that what you call it?
Play grocery store? As far as you know.
Anyway, we'll go home and play grocery store.
I do. You want to visit the deli? Take a number. There's a long line.
Right. Yeah. For some reason, the flu shots really hurt. I don't know what they're injecting them into.
Not bad and worse than tetanus shots. Those mothers.
That's the worst.
Those really hurt.
I think because they keep them in there for like 6 hours. I don't know. They go right into the...
It starts aching down your arm.
Yes, it's bad. It's bad.
So don't step on a nail, man.
No, I try not to usually anyway for other purposes.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not around nails anyway.
That's the only reason you get a tetanus shot, isn't it? Because it could be a horse manure on something. That's what it tracks back to. Tetanus has to do with horses.
Yeah.
So, whatever, man.
It could be from an animal. That's like a rabies deal, isn't it?
Oh, don't get a rabies shot. That's in your stomach, and they do a bunch of them.
But here's what I don't understand is, why can't we just do the nasal thing? Most of the technology, medical technology, you can, remember the sugar cubes? For the polio. Yeah.
Polio, definitely.
I love the polio.
I had polio things with sugar, yeah.
I had polio with my coffee sugar cubes. They were very tasty. I mean, why can't we do something like that?
The 1% are. They're probably doing it right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Donald Trump gets a nasal thing, no doubt. That jerk.
They make nasal things for just about everything now. So I don't know. I think most of the population would do it if it was just a nasal
thing. Yeah, but it's probably too expensive, and they want to just give us needles because the needle companies are already have lobbyists.
You think it's the needle companies?
Sure. What do you call them? The syringe company? They're all lobbied out.
American Needle.
Yeah, for junkies, for flu shots, for everything. The syringe people are really in the money.
What about the sniff people? I mean, what about the nasal inhaler people? They could make a lot of money.
It's like solar energy. They're working their way in, but it's going to take a while.
That's too bad.
You know, like wind turbines and stuff.
Because the flu shot is not the kind of thing where, we got to get it into your system immediately, like a tetanus shot. Like, let's get that in there. Let's get it working.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, a flu shot is just, whatever.
And it's a year behind. The medicine's from last season.
Yeah, that's what I kind of don't understand.
You know, they're hoping it'll work.
Well, they try to, they go to China and they try to figure out, because it starts in China. I know those people, I don't know how they're alive.
A billion Chinese can't be wrong. Well, do people still say that?
I don't know how
many are left.
Where
is India on this map? There's a lot in India, too.
If the flu starts there, they don't have a chance to do anything about it. It just like happens. Like they don't have time to make an antidote.
No.
So, but by the time it gets over here, like 6 months later, we've already got the stockpile. We're good.
Yeah.
Poor Chinese people.
That's
where it starts.
Yeah.
What are they doing over there that's causing these flus to occur?
They live in mountains, some of them.
Is it the birds? The birds?
They have
flu?
like an outside bathroom. There's all kinds of things going on in China, probably.
Things have got to change.
And then when they're together, there's so many people. They're probably spreading germs.
Yeah.
They should wear masks like in Japan.
A lot of them do.
In Japan, they do.
In Japan, they do.
They're very
polite
in Japan. They don't want to give you their germs away.
Yeah. It's very, very nice.
Yeah. But I don't speak Japanese, so I'd have trouble over there.
Yeah, you don't want to go there. You want to wait until the flu gets here and then go.
Well, I'd visit. I'd visit any of these countries, but I can't live there.
Do you ever wonder why Chinese food has no cheese in it?
No.
No cheese.
Yeah, you're right.
No cheese.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought you had the answer. I thought you said, do you ever wonder why it has no cheese?
No, no. I could have the answer to everything. I just Googled it, but I'm not a news thing here.
You just want
to... I just bring things up.
You're very, what's the word?
Pathetic.
No. It does start with a P, though. You're very...
Oh, don't do this again with the word thing.
Oh, no, I know. You're ambush. No.
Prolific. Apostopedic.
When you're like a...
Posh.
No.
what are you trying to say? You're very P?
I don't know.
With a P.
When you're trying to be coy, but you're very provocative.
Okay.
Provocative. Okay, you're being provocative with your cheese questions.
Yeah. Well, I just like people to think about it, and then you go find the answer yourself or go ask somebody to.
You're just
Chinese
putting
chef.
It out there, Ron.
Yeah. But it's curious to me that they don't have cheese. They have beef.
I love cheese. I love beef.
They use eggs.
I love eggs, mostly. Well,
I'm not talking about you. I'm just.
is this a test? Yeah.
They have eggs, so they have cow products.
Oh, sure.
Not a lot of milk. There's no milk involved.
Egg drop
that I
soup.
Know of.
Egg drop soup.
There's eggs involved.
There's eggs.
Well, actually, eggs don't come from a cow anymore.
Oh,
they're now coming from chickens.
Well,
apparently.
Sure, but yeah, it's a dairy. It's a dairy product,
they
isn't it?
They use beef.
Isn't it? Is dairy?
Yeah.
Is it eggs and dairy?
Yes.
So eggs are not dairy.
Ooh, that's a good question. Yeah, see, I don't
but they
know
put
the
them in the dairy in the supermarket.
The dairy aisle, therefore it must be.
I don't know. It's cold, though. You got to keep that stuff cold. It's
know.
Perishable.
It should have its own department.
Would you rather have a perishable food or a canned food?
Oh, perishable. Perishable.
Would you rather? That reminds me. I got some more questions for you, but that's at least an easy one. That's
we
a no-brainer.
I thought we were done with the
I said
rather.
We were done?
Yeah, I thought you did
There's
last
a whole
week.
Website I found. That's probably the one you found.
I thought
I wanted the big crazy ones with the bees and the snakes, but now I just have practical ones. Like, would you rather lose all of your money and valuables or all the pictures you've ever taken?
All the pictures I've ever taken.
Really?
Yes.
No, I'd do the valuables.
Really?
Are you kidding me? What if I had to lose all my pictures? Dude.
Yeah.
That's back to, what? That's how I remember stuff. No, it doesn't say backups. No. See,
that's a very
now?
Expensive thing to lose all your money and valuables.
But you got your pictures.
Yeah, as I sit on the street gutter there with spiders and
and your pictures.
Mice.
And your pictures.
I can't. My legs are being eaten by vermins, but look, here's me in 1927. On the
I
beach,
can't breathe.
You know, what's the point? You know, at that point,
I know. What? But then, what kind of question is that?
It's a stupid question. I'd rather lose my pictures is the answer for that.
I'd rather lose my valuables because I don't have any. Okay.
I have no legs. Here's a picture of my daughter. It's just so stupid. Come on.
You have no legs. you always have a thing about the no legs.
Well, to me, that's a problem.
I guess it is. You've mentioned this no leg thing before, as I recall.
I'm trying to think that would be a problem. But I would have my pictures, so it's okay.
Well, speaking of legs, and I read another one, which I didn't write down, which I thought was so silly, but it's about legs. Would you rather have fingers the size of legs or legs the size of fingers?
Oh,
He's thinking about it.
Well, obviously, fingers the size of legs.
Really?
Well, how am I going
to... I would do the other one, because I'm already short. I'm already short. Okay. What am I supposed to do? Yeah, what's the difference? I would just be... I'd get a little scooter, and I'd be just rolling around. But my... this would be awkward, wouldn't it? How do you type? How do you answer a phone?
I would rather have awkward than can't get around.
You're in a wheelchair. But you get a motorized scooter.
I don't know.
What do you call those motorized scooters?
It begins with a P. I don't know. I don't
provocative.
Know. I would have little fingers for feet. Yeah.
No. Yeah. Your legs would be the size of fingers.
That would be horrible. I'd be just stuck somewhere.
You'd be in the circus.
But at least I have my pictures. Here's me.
How would you hold those pictures? You can't.
No.
You can't.
Someone else would have to go through them for you.
Do you want a normal question?
Sure.
Okay. Would you rather your shirts always be two sizes too big
yes.
or one size too small?
Two sizes too big. because then you can always adjust them.
Right.
Yeah, too small. That was, you can't even wear them. It's so stupid. So they're basically saying, would you rather be able to wear someone or not be able to wear something?
I mean, come when on. You're on the street corner with your pictures.
Yes. He has a picture of me when I could fit into my shirt and I had legs. I don't have any legs. I have no
money.
Money. I have no clothes. Look, here's me on the beach.
When I could go to the beach, when I could put my feet in the sand.
I was so happy then. Look, here's a picture.
You're really mocking my picture thing to the extreme. All right, here's one for you. Would you rather live without the internet or live without air conditioning and heating?
Without the internet.
Me too. That's absolutely, we agree on that one.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's a matter of survival.
But you use internet every day to get your show up to what you're listening to now. Everyone is on the internet.
I don't have to do this. I don't have to. Okay. I'd rather have air conditioning.
And heat in the winter.
Yeah.
You want, yeah, okay.
Sure. I would die otherwise.
But some people are that addicted, you have to ask them? Jesus, wow.
Can you imagine there was a time in our history when people, such as ourselves, had no heat, had no air conditioning. I think they lived until like 20, and that was about
God,
it.
Yeah.
Seriously, yeah. Yeah. Horrible.
But even before that, there was no internet. We lived.
Right.
Right?
Yes, we did. Well, some of us.
Right.
Except those of us that had already died.
But they had their pictures. But
they had their pictures. This was me when I was alive.
Oh, no. Like, that one's going to come back and haunt me, isn't it?
Yeah, it probably will.
Forever.
Yeah.
All right, last one for now.
Sure.
Would you rather have a horrible job, but be able to retire comfortably in 10 years, or have your dream job, but have to work until the day you die?
Dream job.
Me too.
Absolutely.
That's an easy one.
Absolutely. If you love it, then actually it's probably good for you to work until.
But some people will do this horrible job. They'd rather and then be able to retire.
Yeah.
For 10 years, you want to shovel shit?
Yeah.
What do you want to do for 10 years? I'm talking a horrible job.
Yeah.
Hate it.
Yeah.
Awful.
You know who I feel sorriest for the most? And I was in this category a little bit sometimes.
Right.
Was living for the weekend. You work five days a week.
Mm-hmm.
You even create a hump day in the middle to denote that it's half over.
Right.
And then the only time that you ever have any life is for 2 days out of seven.
Mm-hmm.
That's a horrible existence to me.
It is.
And then you wait for retirement when you don't have to work. That's like, your life just went by you and you weren't happy.
And people still joke about it. It's like, oh, is Friday here yet?
Yeah. I mean, there are some people that have to do jobs that they hate because they need to live.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
I get that. But there's ways around that a little bit. You know, there's ways to make things better.
It's a lot of it's attitude, too.
Yes.
Just go into it with the positive, right attitude and look at it like you're being productive. Other people are not. Look at you with your job, your fancy job.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I love my job. And it's nothing like spectacular.
No.
But you know what? I make it like good. Great.
The luckiest people in the world are people that go to their jobs and actually sometimes even look forward to it. Those are lucky people.
Yes, absolutely. I would love a job like that. I always wanted to be a voice actor.
Yes. Well, that's because you're lazy. But otherwise, yeah.
But I'd have to move. No, you don't have to. You can get a home studio. But I would want to live somewhere where you're, you know, doing these movies and stuff. Like
actually,
cartoons.
You do have to go to a studio to do that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I would love that. Yes. I would love that.
Well, you're young enough.
I've been saying this for years, Ron. This is my motivation problem, obviously. How much how badly do people want things if they don't really do it? They say, I would love this, but do you make any steps towards attaining that?
Because there's a very big difference between dreams and reality.
Oh, yeah.
And when you get a little bit older, like older than 25, you start to realize not only is it different, there's a wall between the two of them.
Right.
So it is a lot of attitude. I think perky, happy people get a lot further than glumpy, the people.
That's true. But let me tell you something, what you just said.
Yes.
Well, how do you think I am at work? People have called me Ricochet Rabbit. I'm the happiest. They came in for their caffeine fix with me. Mm-hmm. I'm bubbly, bouncy, happy.
Mm-hmm.
Reality, I'm glum, depressed.
Yeah.
There's things, so how does that translate? I can go to work and be a different person. I don't go to work and say, hi, how are you? May I help you? Nobody wants that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm giving it my all.
Mm-hmm. I think the all bleeds into the other one, though.
So I'm two different people then.
No,
I'm
you're not. Well, everybody is. Boy, how many kids who are living at home and yet going to high school or something like that, how many of them lead two different personality lives?
Oh.
One with their family and their parents where they're a certain way, and then with their friends when they're out of the house.
Brett Kavanaugh.
I mean, you're getting a whole different person there.
Yeah.
So that's normal.
That's normal.
I think that's very normal.
Right.
That you act differently in different circles. There's no question about it.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with that.
There so really we do isn't. Have, we wear different hats for different
things?
Well,
we're motivated by our environment.
Okay.
The question is, which is the real us? And I believe it's the one where we're motivated by the environment, not the standard family at home thing. I don't believe that's real because there's no motivation there. It's not us allowing to be ourselves. When you're amongst comfortable people, that's the real you coming out, I think.
Yeah, I like that.
That's the way I look at that. Yeah.
That's good.
Mm.
So I'm kind of okay then.
I think you're fine. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, that's a good deal. Check, please.
Okay.
Okay. Good deal. Oh, here's another. Do you have Comcast in your house?
We do.
Ugh,
Xfinity.
Right?
They changed it up, didn't they? Like donkeys.
Yeah. Those are people that make up words.
Right.
The Xfinity people. That's certainly not in the dictionary, but it will be.
Oh, sure.
Oh.
What have they done now?
Well, they made another acquisition. I used to be mad at them all the time because they used to buy arenas and name them. There's a place in Massachusetts called, used to be called Great Woods or something.
Oh, that's Xfinity now, isn't it?
That's the Xfinity Center.
Oh, my gosh.
So, and they pay to have it called that.
Right.
So it's like, what am I paying my cable bill? I thought, like, if
they,
I just...
They're getting enough money.
Yeah. If I just paid for my cable service, how much am I paying for you to name buildings?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like, you're using my money for that. So here's what they went ahead and did.
Oh, no.
There's a Comcast-like company in Europe called Sky.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Sky Communications.
Yeah, I know Sky.
Yeah, you know this guy. What Comcast did was they bought 38% of the company.
Oh.
And you would think, oh, how come they didn't buy the whole thing? Well, 38% is still...
But they can't change the name, can they?
No.
Okay.
No, they just, they own 38%.
Okay.
Guess how much it cost them?
Ooh, $38 billion.
That's right on the nose. What's wrong with you?
You're kidding me.
No. Are you serious? Tori, you knew that.
No, I'm serious. That's my guess.
Look at this.
$38.8 billion.
How did...
I can't tell you how I know this stuff.
You are freaking me out.
You know what, Ron?
I have it written down, ladies and gentlemen. I believe that she didn't know the amount, and this is like a magic trick act on an illusion stage or something.
In my galaxy, all of this stuff is just normal. The time I know has passed and all that. It's just normal where I come from.
Freaking me out.
But as far as you know, I'm human. I'm a human being.
No, you just told me you're from another planet, and
you can't prove
here
that.
For just a period
that's,
of time.
That would mean I'm crazy,
no,
Ron.
You told
that
me that
would mean I'm crazy.
That can't
be true.
I didn't
no,
come up with that. You told
no,
me.
No, it's all just make believe, right?
Well, you're right. It's $38.8 billion. God, how did you know that? That's freaked up.
Am I not freaked up?
Yeah.
Talk to my buffer about maybe I'm freaked up.
Wow. Wow. Anyway,
yeah,
that pissed me off.
Okay. You seem angry. Calm down.
Well, I'm over it, I guess.
You are.
But I couldn't believe that. I mean, that's a lot of money. I wouldn't even know how to write that in zeros on a piece of paper. I have no concept.
Yeah, I don't like to math. I'm not good at math.
I'm not good at math.
I'm okay at math, though, because actually at my job, I have to be able to do math in my head.
Yeah.
Not with pennies and nickels and, you know, change,
mm-hmm.
but with dollars on one of the machines. We have two different machines. One of them I have to be able to give back change without, unless I want to use a calculator, which I don't.
Yeah.
I'm not completely ignorant.
I understand that.
I can math somewhat.
No, calculators are fine. I purposely try to figure it out in my head. I mean, I'm not working in a store where the customer's standing there going, well, what's the problem? I'm trying to figure it out in my head. No, it's not.
No, my customers are awesome stuff.
I can't do that. But I think it's fun. I find math to be like a puzzle.
Is it?
Yeah,
well, you're a guy. Usually that's a guy thing.
Well, it's not a guy. What? No, what?
Some women
now
are scientists,
what?
But more men are scientists. Don't you think so?
No, I don't.
In the science world? My gosh, there are women, of course, but it's still like 2 to 1 men.
That's just because of what's left over from before.
Oh.
I don't think we've made our shift on anything just yet.
Okay.
We haven't fulfilled the 50-50 dream.
Is there a 50-50
Look,
dream?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, there should be. There
okay.
should be. That's why women need to go out and vote this time around, certainly. Because
it's called equality. Equal means 50-50.
Yeah. Yeah.
Correct.
Right. Absolutely.
All right.
And when you have judicial committees that have no women on them.
Oh, my God. Well, even Feinstein, she's very elderly. And sometimes, you know, she's trying to get the words out.
Yeah.
You know.
No, you can't. She's, you know, there aren't too many women.
I'm glad she's a woman, but there's so many white men, old white men. That's kind of what's going on.
If more than half the population is women, then that's the way that we should be represented in government. And anything short of that is...
It's getting there, but it's such a process.
Everything's a process, but let's not make it go backwards.
Oh, no, no.
Fortunately, the guy in the White House
hates
women unless the pussies are there.
Oh, my God.
God.
I know.
He's threatened by everything. Everything.
Ugh. Yeah. I have to calm down about it because I was getting out of control.
We don't even talk about it. Now I tend to get zen out
when I have to think about it.
I have a friend whose boyfriend listens to a Boston talk show guy named Howie Carr.
Oh, my gosh.
Who's very conservative and Republican.
I've never listened to him, but I hear he's terrible.
Yeah.
What about that Dan Ray guy?
Yeah, he's on that same kind of bandwagon, but he's not as stupid and inane as Howie Carr.
All right.
So she hears her boyfriend. She walks in on him. He's listening to Howie Carr. She says, "You listening to him?" She says, "Yeah, I think he's great. I listen to him every day." And she called me. She says, "Ron, what should I do?"
Break up with him.
She doesn't know what to do. She says, "That is just it."
Yeah, I don't like
that alone started to be a deal breaker. Mm-hmm. Now things are not going well.
Yeah, you know. Do that on your own time. Maybe in secret, in a closet with headphones.
Yeah, but even in secret in the closet, you're revealing a part of your personality to your semi-partner, whatever you want to call it. No, it's just, you know, politics have really become, this country is just in a bad place as far as that's concerned. Very, very divided. And the reason we're divided, because the guy in the White House
wants to divide.
Divides us. On purpose.
And it's not even, as you've said and I've said before, it's not even about politics at this point. It's about humanity. This is how you feel about your fellow human being.
Because in this country, we're supposed to, united we stand, divided we fall.
Right.
The president of the United States wants to divide us because that's divide and conquer.
Right.
This is for him, not for the country.
Exactly.
And it's a very, very simple formula, and I wish people would understand that.
Are the ones that get taken advantage of.
Snake oil salesperson, you know, buy the snake oil, it'll cure everything. Ooh. That's what it is.
I know.
Well... All right. Okay. How far into the show? Now, Tori does have this other talent of knowing how far into the show we are. And there's no there's a clock.
No clue right now.
No.
So I'm going to go with 38.
Okay. Let's see what happens. Here we go.
41.
All right.
I almost said 40, but you know what? I thought I'm going to back off.
Not bad. Not bad.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Not so bad.
I was having fun.
I am believing at this point that some of our listening audience says that that's quite enough. Thank you very much.
We like around 40, 42 minutes.
Yeah, I think we pretty much accomplished
that. Because 42 is the meaning of life.
Yep.
Don't panic.
Monday is the beginning of the week, not Sunday. So here you go. Hope everybody has a great week. And
I'll be back next week with more What Would You Rather?
That'll be fun. I'll have some for you. I really thought we were done with that.
I think it's going to be one of our segments.
All right.
Because it's so much fun with the pitches.
Keep your
pitches, Ron.
Oh, yes. What would you rather lose?
Everything you own? Keep your pitches up.